Well, if most of us are honest, we would probably admit to being stressed to some degree. Life coach, speaker, and author Jonathan Doyle says the fastest way out of stress is to impose order on chaos. And he joins me now to expand on that theme. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Tim. Great to be with you again.
Let's first look at what chaos might typically be for most people. Could you describe that for us?
I love that question. Typically, look, everybody has a different variant on the theme. It depends on the season of life you're in. I mean, I've got three kids under 10. So I personally think that the Normandy landings in World War II were considerably easier logistically than getting my kids to school. So, you know, there's just, everyone has a different form of chaos. It can be work-related, it can be family, you could be dealing with a sick, you know, family member or caring for a parent. We've all got those seasons when it just stacks up. So, you know, the chaos will look a little bit different for everybody, but I'm pretty sure that everybody listening now can identify their own.
So if a person like me, for example, who's fairly regimented, you know, should I accept that? That's just the way I'm wired and not necessarily learn to embrace the chaos?
I love that.
Or should someone like my wife, who's a bit less regimented and seems quite happy in some of the chaos, should she learn to be more disciplined? Like,
I'm going to lose a few people here. I think if you're regimented, I would not be changing that. And I'll give you a few reasons. There's always extremes, right? So we've got a bell curve here. The extreme of regimentation is, you know, OCD and control tendencies. So, you know, growing up as a kid, like my mother would struggle to sit down in the house if she knew another room was messy. And I could even be like that years ago. I'd be like, I had to have everything totally organized and calm to be able to feel peaceful and get on with what I was doing. So that's more on the extreme end of the spectrum. But if you look at any very effective organization, if you look at, say, you know, special forces in the military, or even, you know, imagine surgeons in a surgical ward, regimentation and organization create predictability, and predictability creates efficiency. So there's some areas of life where we're just going to have to let things go a little bit. But in general, if you're a regimented person, I would leverage that. I would say, you know, what am I trying to do in life? Where am I trying to get stuff done? And that regimentation, that organization can make things a lot more efficient. So, look, I get that there's a few Jack Johnsons in the world, the people that can just sit on the metaphorical beach of life and strum their guitar while the place burns down around them. I'm not one of them, and, you know, it's all about what you want. If you want to get stuff done and you're very clear on, you know, what you're trying to do in life, then I think some amount of efficiency, predictability, and regimentation really helps.
Okay. We're chatting with Jonathan Doyle about how to beat stress, and let's go back to that initial phrase that, you know, I said in the introduction, which is that the fastest way out of stress is to impose order on chaos. So can you give us some simple examples of what that may look like, imposing order?
100%. So here's the backstory. Like, in the work that I do, there's a risk of appearing perfect and as if you figured it all out. So the truth for the listeners is that, you know, I'm doing more postgraduate study. I'm in London next week. You know, I've got an incredibly busy life. And I found the stress ratcheting up for me just over the last few weeks. So I find myself sitting down going, right, I teach this to people. Am I living it? And I began to just think, this thought just came into my mind about imposing order on chaos. And I realized that what I'd let happen was just a considerable number of things, I'll just call it stuff, had just begun to mount up. And I just had this strong sense. Now, I'm a journaler, and I'm always pushing people to do that. It was in the act of journaling, just writing down, taking some time, that I began to think about that chaos stuff. And I just went, right, I've got to get some order here. So I just generate a hit list. I just generate a whole bunch of lists. I'm a pen and paper guy. So I will get it. I've got, you know, my journals, but I've also got these little to-do books. And I just put down all the stuff. And I began to say, I have to impose order on this chaos. Not to be a control freak, but simply because I want to offer my best to the world. I want to do the best professionally, but I also want to be a good husband and father. And if I let the chaos just you know, grow, we have some problems. So it's that simple. It's just looking at the stuff. And, you know, we come back to procrastination. Like, I'll encourage people to look up maybe Mel Robbins' stuff on that. You know, we procrastinate because we think that it's going to be more painful to attack the problem than it is just to live with the problem. But I just want to promise everybody, the minute you hit this stuff, the minute you go, right, that's it, I'm done, I'm going to start, I'm going to act on this stuff, the peace that comes pretty fast once you start knocking stuff off. So that's really what I mean by imposing order on chaos.
Okay. Let's flip that on its head and go then, are there certain things that we actually shouldn't try and control?
Absolutely. So this goes back to, you know, some people will be familiar with Stephen Covey's Two Circles, right? So his really seminal book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, kind of kicked off the next wave of sort of personal development stuff. He talked about the circle of influence and the circle of control. So there are things in life that we would have an interest in, you know, the things that we're, you know, what he would call the circle of influence or interest, like, you know, it might be climate change or saving whales or whatever people are into, but often for many of us, there's not a lot that we can do to control things like geopolitics, but we all have this circle of actual control, stuff that we can actually do. So one of the simplest things is you just got to leave alone the stuff you can't control, which a lot of time is other people and their habits and their choices. Now, obviously, if you're raising kids and stuff, you're going to influence their behaviors a bit, but trying to change other people, trying to change, you know, politics sometimes, there's just certain areas of life that it's a fast track to wiping yourself out, is to control stuff you just can't control. So I just encourage everybody to just really identify what's my stuff, what's the stuff that I can actually do, rather than worrying about all the stuff that you can't control.
Okay. And finally, Jonathan, we're talking obviously about how to beat stress, but I've read that a small amount of stress can actually be a good thing. Can you explain why that is?
Yeah, 100%. This is called the Yerkes-Dodson Law. So some empirical research, two guys, Yerkes and Dodson, They showed pretty clinically, and some, a lot of sort of clinical work and sort of empirical research, was that human performance and concentration actually increases with stress up to a point. So you often look at athletes, like you know, athletes want to be in the zone, but they don't want to be completely relaxed. So there's a certain amount of stress. Like often if you're going up to give a big speech, you know, you want to be a little bit relaxed, but you want to be a little bit on edge. You want that little sweet spot where you're focused. So stress increases concentration. So from a, you know, bioevolutionary perspective, stress made us go, hang on, something's about to happen. Drill down. Where's it coming? What's going to happen? And so we would perform in a very small space, like a short space of time, really well. So that's why a little bit of stress can be useful. So a little bit of stress is probably telling listeners that they're not doing something they should be. Like, you know, just this week, I've got, you know, 3 keynotes in London next week. I'm doing more postgrad and the stress was ratcheting up. And then today, just before even this interview, I just got down and really nailed the keynotes and the stress dials down. So that stress actually helped me. It helped me to prepare. But if I'd left it indefinitely and didn't act, it'll ratchet up. And eventually, as people already know from life experience, once you get too stressed, you go rabbit in the headlights and you just lock up. So you want to let stress teach you. Stress is communicating to you. It's a message. And you've got to act on it, because if you don't, eventually you end up like that rabbit.
All right. My special guest has been life coach, speaker, and author Jonathan Doyle. You can check out his website, jonathandoyle.co, for more information. Jonathan, thanks so much for your time, mate. We'll talk again soon.
Love it. Thanks, mate. Have a great weekend.